Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos. Here we are continuing the halachis of refuah, medicine on Shabbos. This gzeira, the Chazal instituted that you can't take a medicine for ailment, is only for ailment. But if someone is sick, even if it's not a sakana, it's not a danger, the halach is he can take medicine. The Ramah says in Sif Lamed Zayin that if someone's nafal lemishkov, he's feeling so not well that he can't be on his feet anymore, he has to go to bed, the halach is it's mutter for him to take medicine. And the Ramah in Sif Yed Zayin adds that not only if he's in bed, but also if he's so mitzdari, so much pain, that chayla kol aguf, sometimes someone has a pain, this whole body aches him because of that one pain. A very bad toothache or a very bad earache, and because of that, his whole body hurts him, then it's also mutter to take medicine because that's called a chayla shein ba'i sakana. So either nafal lemishkov, or if it's chayla kol aguf, which means everything aches him, then the halacha is mutter to take medicine. So for example, if someone has a fever, even though he's pushing himself and he goes to shul and he's eating the suda, but he has fever, he has 101 fever, 102. The halach is, he's allowed to take medicine. That's called chayla kol aguf. When someone has fever, his whole body aches him, and even if he's not in bed, the halach is, that's mutter for him to take Tylenol or Advil in order to help out to lower his fever. And the same thing goes if someone has a very bad case of diarrhea, and it's very debilitating. He can't function. So then the halach is, mutter take medicine. Or someone has very strong arthritis, it's hurting him very badly, or very strong gout, and it's hurting him very badly, it's because there, it's chayla kol aguf. It's so painful, your whole body aches you, and you really feel like you have to get into bed. The halacha is mutter to take medicine. Same thing if someone has a migraine. A regular headache, he could probably get by. But if it's a migraine headache, it's mutter to take medicine, because there, it's considered chayla kol aguf. Now, like we spoke out before from Rav Shlomo Zalman, you don't have to wait till it reaches a migraine. If you feel the onset of a headache, and you know this is heading towards a migraine, take the medicine before. Why should you wait till you're in bed and you're ready? It's too late. You're allowed to take the medicine. If it's a type of ailment that's going to come to a point where it's enough for the mishkov, then it's mutter to take that medicine. Now, what happens if someone's masupik, if it's an ailment that is enough for the mishkov? For example, he visits a doctor on Friday afternoon and he has symptoms of a possible strep infection. The doctor's not sure. He gives him a culture, waiting until tomorrow to see if it's going to be positive or negative. So the halach is, in such a case, a lot of times he gives him antibiotics ready, just in case. He later takes antibiotics, even though he's not sure yet he has strep. But since, if he does have strep, he's going to be in bed. So he's allowed to take the medicine just because it's a suffix strep. Now, if this is called an afala mishkov or not, then he has to ask a shiloh. That's called a chasar nidia. But here, if the doctor's not sure if he's going to have strep or not, it's mutter to take the medicine. Now, the halach is that if it's a yeledes, if the isha just had a baby, a lady just had a baby, for the first 30 days after the baby, she is considered a chayla, and she can take any type of medicine whatsoever for any type of ailment, because at those 30 days, she's considered a chayla in any case, and therefore it's mutter for her to take any medicine she has the same level as a nafal mishkov or a chayla kal gufa.